Dupin grabbed Violet's and Klaus's wrists with one scraggly hand and leaned down to scoop up Sunny with the other.
"See you tomorrow afternoon for the burning at the stake,"
he called out to the rest of the crowd, and dragged the struggling Baudelaires through the door of the uptown jail. The children stumbled into a dim, grim hallway, listening to the faint sounds of the mob cheering as the door slammed behind them.
"I'm putting you in the deluxe cell," Dupin said. "It's the dirtiest one."
He marched them down a dark hallway, with many twists and turns, and the Baudelaires could see rows and rows of cells, with their heavy doors hanging open. The only light in the jail came from tiny barred windows placed in each cell, but the children saw that every cell was empty, and each one looked dirtier than the rest.
"You'll be the one in jail before long, Olaf,"
Klaus said, hoping he sounded much more certain than he felt.
"You'll never get away with this."
"My name is Detective Dupin," said Detective Dupin, "and my only concern is bringing you three criminals to justice."
"But if you burn us at the stake," Violet said quickly, "you'll never get your hands on the Baudelaire fortune." Dupin rounded the last corner of the hallway and pushed the Baudelaires into a small, damp cell with only a small wooden bench as furniture. By the light of the barred window, the siblings could see that the cell was quite filthy, as Dupin had promised. The detective reached out to pull the door closed, but with his sunglasses on it was too dark to see the door handle, so he had to throw off all pretense, a phrase which here means take off part of his disguise for a moment, and remove his sunglasses. As much as the children hated Dupin's ridiculous disguise, it was worse to see their enemy's one eyebrow and the shiny, shiny eyes that had been haunting them for so long.
"Don't worry," he said in his wheezy voice. "You won't be burned at the stake. Not all of you, at least. Tomorrow afternoon, one of you will make a miraculous escape, if you consider being smuggled out of VFD by one of my assistants to be an escape. The other two will burn at the stake as planned. You bratty orphans are too stupid to realize it, but a genius like me knows that it may take a village to raise a child, but it only takes one child to inherit a fortune."
The villain laughed a loud and rude laugh and began to shut the door of the cell.
"But I don't want to be cruel,"
he said, smiling to indicate that he really wanted to be as cruel as possible.
"I'll let you three decide who gets the honor of spending the rest of their puny life with me, and who gets to burn at the stake. I'll be back at lunchtime for your decision."
The Baudelaire orphans listened to the wheezy giggle of their enemy as he slammed the cell door and walked back down the hallway in his plastic shoes, and felt a sinking feeling in their stomachs where the huevos rancheros Hector had made for them last night were still being digested. When something is being digested, of course, it is getting smaller and smaller as the body uses up all of the nutrients inside the food, but it didn't feel that way to the three children. The youngsters did not feel as if the small potatoes they had eaten for dinner were getting smaller. The Baudelaire orphans huddled together in the dim light and listened to the laughter echo against the walls of the uptown jail and wondered just how large the potatoes of their lives would grow.